So Fred and I were talking, and we decided this year for Halloween, instead of candy, we're going to give out carrot sticks.
Yeah, we're going healthy, too. We're giving out filtered cigarettes.
Hey, Rose. Trick or treat, honey.
No, she don't turn tricks at work no more.
I'll get your lunches.
Well, if it's noon and it's 40 pounds, it must be the City Garage Boys. Hello, Fred.
Leon.
Your fries will be out in a minute. You know, I don't know how you eat like this and still maintain that body.
Just lucky, I guess. Right, honey?
I have to say she's the lucky one. Well, remember, ladies, we close at 2 tomorrow so I can prepare for my Halloween soiree. You might want to use that time to work on your costumes, because this is not going to be one of your lame little lodge parties.
Hey, our lodge parties were not lame. The cops had to come every year.
Please, Roseanne, everyone knows that Halloween is our holiday.
I can't believe the breeders are trying to take back Halloween.
Oh, please. I was doing Halloween since before there even were any gay people.
Roseanne, Leon is the queen of Halloween.
You wish. I'm the queen of Halloween, and I am not about to give up my crown to any Mary-come-lately.
Well, I certainly hope that you can make the party.
I don't think so. I'm really not much for parties, and besides, I have a thing.
Well, that's perfect. They're looking for guys with things.
Hey, don't worry, big guy. We don't bite. Hard as it is not to sometimes.
You know, Leon, I'm not coming to the party. And if I did come, I'd come with my wife, who I sleep with. And I have sex with. Lots of sex. The old-fashioned way. So just give me some space.
Yes, sir. Methinks young Fred doth protest too much.
What's he mean? Well, you know what they say about guys who whine about gay men.
No, what do they say?
The squeaky wheel wants to get greased.
Ooh, ghosts, goblins, and ghouls, spooky, spooky. Mom, shouldn't you be home drinking alone? FYI, Nancy's fixing me a takeout. And you're not the only prankster afoot this year. I've cooked up a little scheme for each of my daughters. So boogie, boogie, boogie.
I hope you're not going to fake your death again this year. God, that was such a disappointment.
Why, Roseanne, I see you're already getting into costume. You got a big patch of gray right there.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, my hair's gray. My refrigerator's running. I have Prince Albert in the can. God, will it never cease with you, Mother?
Oh, piffle! That gray hair certainly isn't my work. My little trick on you will put the O in Halloween.
Here you go, Bev. We ran out of napkins, so I threw in a couple extra buns for you.
If I'm going to eat all this, I certainly don't have room for this can of peanut brittle. Jackie, you used to be so fond of it.
Oh,
have some apples.
And we got you your favorite macadamia nuts.
Macadamia nuts, they are, you know, my absolute favorite. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Oh, fine. You ruined an old woman's prank. I hope you're happy. Why must you torment me?
While Mom's crying, Halloween has officially begun.
We'll be right back.
can't believe you let Mom talk you into coming to her old biddy salon. Look at these women.
You know, they say your hair keeps growing after you die, and apparently it's true.
Hey, Jackie! Kyle!
Hi! Hi!
Good to see you, girlfriend!
Thank you!
Is that your old boyfriend?
No, that's a buddy of Fred's. I think they play softball together.
Oh, really? Was Fred pitching or catching?
You know, Leon is wrong. Fred does not have a problem with gay people. He's been friends with Kyle for years.
Doll, those streets are to die!
Well, maybe he just didn't know that he was gay.
Hi, I'm Antonio. How much color are we talking today?
Well, not a lot. I just want to go back to my natural color. Hawaiian.
Boy, you really do have a lot of gray up there.
Our mother went gray very suddenly.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, that was the day she found my underwear in the glove compartment.
No, what I meant is hair is hereditary on the mother's side. So whatever happened to your mom is probably going to happen to you.
Oh, great. I'm going to find a buffalo head nickel and talk about it for 25 years.
Oh, look at these. I guess there's worse things than going gray. That looks just like Mom's hair. Roseanne, that is exactly like Mom's hair. Same exact color, same exact style. Roseanne, that is Mom's hair. Our mom wears a wig. You think she's bald?
No way.
If she's bald, that means that we could go bald. This is her hair. Look at this. Oh, Roseanne! I shouldn't wear horizontal stripes. You should wear black or stay home. And another thing, dear, I don't mean to alarm you, but I think your little DJ might be retarded.
Hey, Mark, how come everybody's talking about Leon's Halloween party like it's going to be so different? What's the big deal?
Well, see, there are going to be a lot of people there that are, you know, sort of. DJ, get out of here now.
Wait a minute. Mark, that's terrible. Why don't you just tell him the truth?
Because I can't tell him about that.
Hey, any guy who's comfortable with himself doesn't have a problem talking about this. DJ, sit down. What Mark meant to tell you is that Leon's party is going to be different because there's going to be a lot of gay people there.
Oh. What does gay mean?
Well, that's a fine question, DJ. See, sometimes boys have boyfriends, and sometimes girls have girlfriends, and these people are called gay.
Well, I have boys who are friends. What's the difference?
All right. See, boys who have boyfriends do things with their friends that a boy who has a friend who just happens to be a boy would probably never do.
I don't understand.
Yeah, me neither. Oh.
See, when two men love each other, they, like everybody else, they like to share each other's feelings for one another through beautiful expressions of physical love.
How do they do that?
If the guy's comfortable with himself, he isn't afraid to talk about this, you fruit.
See, one guy will, he and the other guy, see what they do is, oh, God, I don't know what they do. Leave me alone, DJ.
That was great. I thought I was going to start crying.
Let's go down to the arcade. We can listen to it again on the way.
Yeah, how's it going? Hey, how you doing? Good to see you. Yeah, how you doing, bud? Marzine, I think these guys are checking me out. No one can tell we're a couple. Our costumes should have had a theme.
They do. I'm Prince and you're the Duke.
Excuse me, cowboy.
Diana Ross just winked at me.
Really? It's a guy, Dan.
It can't be a guy. He's got breasts. Really beautiful breasts.
Well, sure, they're beautiful now, but just wait till he has a couple of kids. Hey, there's Mom. Look, I told you that that hair cannot be real. Look at that. Even William Shatner would make fun of that piece.
Come on, Roseanne. It's the same hair she's always had.
Well, that is precisely my point. I mean, her face looks like a dried-up old apple, and she's got the same hairdo for 20 years. Go over there and start talking to her and distract her so I can get in there for a closer look.
Oh, don't make me talk to her. How about if I just knock her unconscious and you rip her hair off? Forget about going bald. Worry about inheriting that voice.
What do you think of my hobo costume?
Well, I think it's great. But, just let me straighten up your hair because it's kind of messy.
It's supposed to be messy. I'm a vagabond. I ride the rails and live by my wits. I know, but let me straighten it because it's tilted. I do not need your help.
Well, your party is in full swish.
Let's see. All in purple. Let me guess. You're either one of the California Raisins or Barney.
And I know who you are. You're Becky's gym teacher.
No, I think you know who I am. Many in Washington feel I have too much power and I control the president. I always wear sensible but feminine dresses.
J. Edgar Hoover.
No, I'm Hillary Rodham Clinton. Hoover would never wear taupe. He was an autumn.
President, happy birthday to you. I love you, Jack.
So where are you supposed to be?
Let me give you a hint.
Goodbye, Norma Jean. Rented costumes, Batman.
It's the only way I can get him to come. He thinks that a superhero costume makes him look macho. Fred, stop hiding behind the cape.
I don't want these guys checking out my utility belt.
Hey, Fred.
Hey, how you doing? Can we go now?
No, we're having fun.
How's it going, Fred?
Hey, Dave. Excuse me.
That's a great costume. Dave, is it?
Uh-huh.
How long have you known Fred?
Well, I used to know him before he stopped coming to the bars and everything.
Are you trying to tell me that Fred is gay?
Honey, I can't believe he's trying to be straight.
Oh. Okay, guys and gals, you know what time it is.
Oh, great. Are we going to cane somebody?
No, it's limbo time.
Have you seen Fred?
No. I have to find Dan.
The old squad out of this crab style limonade.
Dan. I got to see you alone in the kitchen right now.
Oh, sure, little lady. This cowpoke wouldn't mind a little ride on our range.
Oh. Dan, Fred is dead.
What?
I was just talking to this Diana Ross guy, and he said that Fred used to be gay.
Fred? Fred's not gay.
Fred is gay, okay? He's the gayest. He's gay.
I get it. Well, old Danny boy's not falling for the old Fred is gay prank. You did a lot better when you got that doctor to tell your mom she only had a week to live.
Now, that is not my prank, because this is my prank.
Wow, good prank, Roseanne.
Mrs. Connor, can I get down now? I can't feel my toes.
Shut up! Now do you believe me?
First of all, I don't believe you. Second of all, it's none of your business.
Jackie has to know, Dan. I mean, you can go stick your head in the sand all you want, but I would not do it around Fred if I was you. Hey, Leon, where's Jackie and Fred?
Fred ran out, and Jackie ran after him. And I think the Cape Crusader was afraid of being unmasked.
Oh, Leon, put a sock in it.
Don't need to.
Yeah? What are you doing here?
Well, I heard that you and Fred ran out of the party, and so I was just kind of worried. And are you guys okay?
Yeah, he went straight to bed. Something upset him at the party.
Well, I want to ask your advice about something. At the party tonight, you know, there was this guy, you know, and I found out that he's really gay. I mean, he's a nice guy, see, but he's married, and I don't think he's told his wife the truth.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so do you think I should tell him?
Well, I don't know. That's a hard one. No, I wouldn't.
Well, I would. Fred is gay.
What are you talking about?
Just a lot of guys at the party, they know Fred. Like, you know him, you know? I mean, a different side of him.
That's ridiculous. Please. There's no way that Fred could be gay. I mean, there were certain things that a wife knows about her husband.
Okay, just think about it for a minute, Jackie. Haven't you ever noticed anything a little odd about Fred?
No. Like what?
Like when he came back from Chicago with that haircut?
Fred likes to try new things. With his hair. Only with his hair.
Well, you know, he's only slept with 3 women in his whole life, right? So that leaves a lot of free nights. And you know that he's always admired your boyish figure.
That doesn't prove anything, Rosie.
Didn't he take you to see That's Entertainment Part 3? Oh, my God!
Lord, we are as God made us.
We're everywhere, Roseanne.
Okay. I propose a toast to the all-time greatest prank in the history of the universe. Roseanne, come on. Come on back.
Think we went too far?
I don't know. Dan, you think we should have worn pants?
Not now, Fred. We'll talk about it in the shower. Rosie! Come on, don't be mad. It's just a joke.
Great pictorial for the employee newsletter. Hey. I could go for a mimosa and some eggs Florentine.
I don't cook for you. I'm Fred's bitch.
Admit it, Irvin. We got you. You were totally freaked.
You know, the really amazing thing was not that Dan was gay, but that he would be attracted to Fred.
I have a bone to pick with you, Missy. You know, Mom, no one writes letters anymore, and I think you're just the person to revive that lost art. I understand that you went to my beauty parlor yesterday and asked Antonio about my hair. Oh, chill out, Mom. He didn't tell me anything. You've got the only hairdresser in town that doesn't dish. How could you do something like that? I mean, it's one thing to embarrass me in front of my family, but in front of my hairdresser? I mean, don't you have any decency? How dare you? Well, Mom, it's no big deal. I was just curious. Do you really want to know what's going on under this hair? You want the truth? Oh, yeah. Fine. Face your future, Roseanne.
Don't feel bad, Roseanne. You won't be bald alone.
I'm with you too, sis.
Know that you had that in you.
Admit it, Roseanne, you're not the cleverest trickster in this family anymore.
Well, I guess you guys showed me this Halloween, didn't you? Seven bald people in my kitchen. I'm just so ashamed. I have nothing to top that with. Oh, except for